Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we talk summer fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news. Hayward Power Sports is your new shore station dock system dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake home or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're down at Hayward Bait and Bottle talking to Jarrett McCarthy. And Jarrett, we're in the summer. And basically the weather still hasn't straightened out. It's been a pretty rotating cycle coming through with bad weather, good weather. What's that been doing to the fishing?
Fishing has been okay. We've had a couple lulls over the last week or so, but it seems like fishing is finally starting to pick back up. Fish are settling into their summer routines, and guys are able to get on, you know, walleye, smallies, panfish pretty consistently right now.
Let's talk about the one fish a lot of people want to catch when they come up here. Also be one of the hardest fish to catch in the middle of summertime, walleyes. What kind of tactics have been working, and what do you recommend there?
So as far as tactics that we have been here working so far, obviously the number one method right now is a slip bobber with a leech. Some guys are starting to troll them either with crankbaits or with crawler harnesses, and some guys are starting to pick them up on just any of their bass tackle when they're out fishing for smallies on the deep rock humps and on the weed edges.
You know, you mentioned the slip bobbers, but that gets to be pretty much only an evening type tactic just before the end of the day most of the time, doesn't it, in summertime?
It does, yep.
In the trolling crawler harnesses, something we didn't have the option to do that a few years ago on a lot of the lakes up here, but now you can do it, or trolling crankbaits. What kind of rigs are what you recommend trying out there?
So as far as Lindy rigs or what have you, you know, you're just pulling a regular spinner and you can use either a leech or a crawler. And as far as crankbaits go, it depends on what kind of depth you're fishing. We've got some lakes around here that the walleyes are, in a sense, they're still up shallow. They're 10, 15 feet because the lake doesn't get that deep, but those are a lot of your darker body lakes. So you're going to grab cranks that are going anywhere from 10 to 12. And those deeper body lakes, you know, you're grabbing baits that are going to be 15 to 25 feet deep, and your color choices will depend varying on lakes. A lot of guys are using flicker shads out there, using shad wraps, your reef runners out there, but a lot of different options to pick from while you're trolling.
A lot of options, and you know, you can troll with trolling more like your trolling motor if it's calm, because a lot of times with crawler harness, you're usually 1 mile an hour plus or minus a little bit, and crankbaits a mile and a half to 2 miles an hour. And two is really pushing it with electric trolling motor, but you can do it with, if you got a kicker motor too. But sometimes even your big outboard idling is slow enough, and that's usually at about 2.5 miles an hour.
Yep, and then don't forget you've also got the option of running planer boards to cover a little bit more water out there. More water, more depth, rather than just running two lines back behind the boat, but it's a good way to find fish right now.
How about other fish? Let's talk about muskies real quick. What's going on there? For a long time, they didn't seem to be going very good.
Yeah, it seems like the muskies are starting to pick up. I'm getting quite a few pictures a day. I had one going myself the other day as well. It was up shallow, but seeing muskies starting to roll on top waters, they're starting to roll on smaller bucktails, some frog-like plastics up in the shallows, but it seems like the muskie bite's starting to take off right now.
And our water temperatures are just about right for that, too. We're in the mid-70s to upper 70s. You know, we want to see that water temperature right in about the middle 70s.
Yep, you really do. And the fish seemingly are responding to it. Had a couple of guides posting pictures. Seems like they're averaging, you know, 1 to 5 fish a day, 5 being on the absolute great day out there. But seeing some really nice fish.
How about northern pike? Anything going there?
Oh, they're all over the place. They're coming on just about any bait that you're pitching out there, whether you're fishing muskies, walleyes, largemouth. You know, northern just seemed to get in the way. Caught a couple out there trolling myself the other day, using the long eight bombers while I'm trolling for walleyes. But yeah, they're active for sure.
Usually the bigger ones are a little deeper, though, right now.
They are. They like the cooler water. They're sitting on those deeper weed edges. They're looking at those tasty little crappies and bluegills that are hanging out on those deep ledges right now. But, yeah, that's where you're going to find the big ones.
You mentioned crappies and bluegills. That's something that a lot of folks fish for in the summertime up here is a panfish. What are you hearing there?
So panfish, again, depends on what lake you're on. Those fish are going to be anywhere from 10 to 20 feet deep. Still doing really well on those with just slip bobber and plastic. You know, I even drop shot for those bigger bluegills, just selects for a little bit bigger fish. Crappies are going to be deeper yet. They're going to be 15, 20 feet of water. They're going to be in the weeds. They're going to, you know, come up and suspend over the weeds during the evening hours and start to feed. But yeah, the fishing for crappie and bluegill have been good. It's just finding them.
Bass fishing is another summer thing, and largemouth fishing and smallmouth fishing have been pretty good.
They've been really, really good. Seeing some really big smallies getting caught. You know, we had the tournament for the NWBC out on Grindstone the other day, and you know, we had Terry Hogan and Ken Millender apparently wanted, you know, they're two guys that are here in the shop, good for them. They got some really nice fish out there, but a lot of guys are out there, they're drop shotting, they're pitching top waters out there, wacky worms, you know, Texas rigs, a lot of different ways that you can fish for bass right now, and it seems like they are on fire right now.
The smallies, most of them, though, are a little bit deeper now than they were a month ago.
Yeah, they are. They're sitting out anywhere from 15 to 20 feet right now. They're cruising those deeper rocks, those weed edges, eating on a lot of crayfish and young of the year fry. But, yeah, there's a lot of fish to be caught out there.
Largemouth, they are a little more shallow. And they go deep, too, in some lakes. But, you know, you get a lot more fish up shallow right now. Largemouth, that seems like.
Yeah, it just depends on what kind of lake you are. If you're on a lake that's got a lot of dense weed cover up by shore, your topwater frog, you know, plastic option is going to work well. Punching those big weed patches is going to work really well for those fish that are sitting underneath it. You know, those big weed patches that you look up on the water, you know, a lot of times it's not as thick below. There are a lot of travel ways or places where fish can swim in between underneath it. You can definitely look to punch and haul some really nice fish out of it. But the largemouth fishing has been pretty good, too.
You have just about anything anybody needs here at the shop, too, for summer fishing, and you're gearing up now for fall for the guys to get ready for the, you know, trying to think ahead for the hunting seasons.
Yeah, for the guys that are thinking ahead to hunting season, we're starting to see some tree stands, some targets, some climbers roll in. You know, we've got ammunition, we've got 9, we've got 22, 308. It continues to walk through the door every day. For guys that are still out on the water, you know, we're starting to see a lot of our Helix units starting to come in, so our 10s, our 9s, our 7s, or 5s. Those are starting to trickle in as well. Got a couple Turovas on hand, so we're doing okay on electronics. And then whatever you're looking for bait, whether it be live bait or whether it be, you know, just your terminal tackle or your plastics or your crankbaits, we got it all here for you.
Yeah, and if you don't know where to go, these guys can help point you in the right direction, because everybody here fishes when they're not working.
We're here for you. We'll point you in the right direction for sure.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine folks that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lunt fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunts, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro V Bass, they'll all go fast. Built by fishermen for fishermen, Lunts feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lunt at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the guides that I get on here quite often from the Hayward area here is Tom Leahy. Had a chance to talk to Tom the other day on the phone about summer fishing, and he offered some great tips and lots of information.
Tom, it's good to have you on the show here again.
Oh, thanks, John.
Let's talk a little bit about summer fishing. You know, one of the things that people do a lot of is slip bobber fishing, and you know, it can be a very effective way of catching fish, especially walleyes, but you got to do it right, because a lot of people I see out there slip bobber fishing just don't catch fish, and you know, if you don't set up right, it makes all the difference in the world.
That's right, John. Yeah, when I'm focusing on the slip bobber bite, which is definitely starting end of May, all of June, and in July, depending on the year, I'm looking at, you know, if I'm going for walleyes, doing the slip bobber walleye thing, kind of looking for some of them thill slip bobbers. They work pretty nice, walleye sized. And I don't necessarily put a, you know, just a split shot and a hook on there. Sometimes I'll put a little jig, a 16th ounce, sometimes even an 8th ounce. And this year I actually kind of used them Moon Eye jigs. They worked really good. And basically what I'm looking for structure-wise is wind blowing. You know, if you're looking to slip bobber fish, a wind-blown weed edge. Depends on the lake. You're going to be looking at either, you know, 6 foot, 8 foot, 10 foot wind-blown weed edges or wood, that sort of thing. That might be a dark water lake. Looking at a clear water lake, 14, 15, 16 foot weed lines. And depending on the lake, even potentially deeper. You know, and suspending that, whatever you're putting on there, minnow, definitely June after the minnow bite, using jumbo leeches, suspending that, you know, just above the weeds, even a foot above the weeds.
You're not necessarily getting it right down near the bottom. A lot of people think you got to have it down a foot or two off the bottom, and a lot of times you fish a lot higher than that.
Exactly. And sometimes when you fish too close to the bottom, well, then you're getting into snags. you're getting into nothing biting, etc. So definitely, yeah, if you got weeds that are 2 foot tall, yeah, set it 3 feet off bottom. That's a productive way to set that depth.
One method that works in the summertime if you're going to try slip bobbers is usually that golden hour, the last hour or so of the day, toward evening, around sundown, and finding a spot that, like a hump or a bar or a place that they come up on, and, you know, sitting on that spot. But, you know, if you fish off the edge of it, you want to definitely be at the level of that hump or the top of that hump or something, not near the bottom.
Exactly, because them fish, they're cruising, looking for bait fish, leeches, whatever it may be, even crawlers. You can put crawlers on a slip bobber, cruising that, looking for the bait, and you know, it's all getting the bait right in front of the fish, getting in the zone.
You mentioned they're cruising. A lot of times, you know, finding the fish is a big thing in the summertime because a lot of walleyes will go out over open water and they'll constantly be moving out there. And, you know, the slip bobber thing, if you're going to use it, you want to use that in a spot that you know the fish are going to come into, with the exception of fishing a shallow water lake in a stump flat or something where you can fish and keep drifting over with slip bobbers. But, you know, if you're in one of the bigger lakes, you got to almost find the fish before you slip bobber fish. And, you know, a good way to do that is trolling. And you mentioned crawlers. Trolling crawler harnesses can be real effective. If you find a fish on structure, then you can go back to slip bobbers or jigs. But sometimes that trolling bite in the summertime can be one of the better things to do.
Exactly. Yeah, using bottom bouncers with a snell, crawlers, that's probably one of the best ways to cover water in the summer and fish productively, especially as the, you know, if we're walleye fishing here, if the walleyes are moving out deeper, they're, let's say the slip bobber bite is fading, or when you go slip bobbering, yeah, you're getting a little perch, you're getting bluegills just stealing your stuff. Yeah, it's time to potentially look to different methods.
How would you determine whether you'd troll with crankbaits or whether you try with a crawler harness? I know crankbaits, you can cover a lot more water quickly because you're actually moving a lot faster than you would with a crawler harness.
I guess, John, it depends on the lake. Depends on the time of season. However, I know, lately I just started getting into that stuff because that slip bobber bite, now it's July, a week into July, let's say, and the slip bobber bite, it can still be productive. However, there's so much small panfish type that are just making it not that great, and I feel like them fish are starting to move towards deeper weed edges and or sand gravel drop off. So that's kind of a determination for me anyway. And basically I decide, you know, like today I was fishing a clear water lake and I didn't have any bottom bouncers with me. So I actually did troll some flicker shads and I was running 14, 15 feet, 16. I was seeing fish on the edges, the drop offs, and some of them fish were bass. Some were northerns, and there was some walleyes, depending on where I was. And, I was just getting that bait down about, oh, shucks, probably 12, 13, 14 feet. And ended up doing pretty decent on that. It became real still. The wind died down, and I was going to fish some live bait, maybe a jig and a leech or something like that. I was like, you know what, guys, yeah, let's just troll. And it ended up panning out pretty good. So
yeah, usually, you know, trolling is really good for finding fish. You can kind of find where you find the fish at. If it happens to be on the edge of a structure, on the tip of a bar or something, then you can go back and jig fish. If there's out there in you know, middle of nowhere where they do sometimes suspend, then it's pretty much you're going to stick a trolling bite. But if you do find them on structure, you can go back there and kind of try other methods in there, and there's a lot of different things you can try.
Exactly. That's the fun part about fishing. But I would definitely, you know, guys looking, I would definitely recommend guys that are for guys that are getting out there, folks that are getting out there and for, you know, looking for walleyes, it's okay to fish shallow. However, keep in mind now that water temperature is going up, so spots that you may have been getting fish shallow, well, you may have to look deeper now.
You bet. You know, and it won't always be structure related either. Let's talk a little bit about another game fish we have up here that we have that's plentiful and it's usually easier to catch once we get into the summertime is northern pike. But even that changes once we get into that warm water in the summer.
Exactly, yeah. As it gets, you know, yeah, we're looking into the July period now and into August. You know, northerns that you were catching, let's say 5-6 feet in the weeds, well, again, you may have to look deeper because them northerns, they as that water temperature warms up, right now it's about some lakes surface temp 74, maybe less, 75, and hopefully not 80, but so if you're getting them water temps, yeah, I would be looking for maybe deeper weeds, deeper structure. I know today some of the northerns we got, yeah, they were in 14, 13, 12 feet. Definitely, they were relating to the weeds, wind blowing. But, you know, we were getting them, we got some of them trolling as well. And then, you know, the shallowest we got them was probably 9, 10 foot weeds. And that was maybe, we were throwing some spinner baits. And that was working. However, when you went any shallower than that, nothing. That's kind of typical.
You mentioned spinner baits, you know, and trolling is an option. If you get good at trolling, you can run baits that'll run down in that 15, 16, even out 20 foot. And you're getting in that area where the bigger pike are going to be this time of year. But a pattern I came on years ago on Le Coudre was, I was taking one and a half or 2 ounce spinner baits, basically musky sized spinner baits, and casting them out and just slow rolling them, and it bumped the weeds down in the deep sand grass and stuff that was down there 18, 17, 18, 20 feet down, and catching big pike doing that. So you can get them on spinner baits by just getting that spinner bait down where they're at, but there's other baits you can get down there too, jig style baits, plastics, rubber. A lot of different things that'll work down there in that stuff other than just going out and trolling for them.
Exactly. And, the past couple weeks, not to change subject, but, yeah, the leech bite has been awesome. However, leeches are expensive. They're not a dime a dozen, that's for sure. So I've been transitioning, whether that's bass fishing, largemouth, smallmouth, walleyes, etc. You know, I've been transitioning away from leeches, light bait wise, switching to a crawler, artificial, switching to plastics, Cincos, Ned rigs, stuff like that, doing a Carolina rig, doing a drop shot. And it's interesting, everyone always thinks that's bass related. Well, actually, you catch. You're getting in the zone if you're using weedless. You're not getting the weeds. And, you pick up some nice walleyes doing that. So, not just bass.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. And when we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with fishing guide Tom Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides. Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy.
A lot of different baits out there to try now. And then if you can't get a bite, sometimes speeding up and going to a snap jigging type presentation, whether it be, you know, like a puppet minnow or a jig and wrap type bait or a jig in a plastic and just really snapping it and moving it quick. Sometimes the fish aren't responding to anything. You can actually get a responsive bite from them, and you can still catch fish. But you got to find the fish first.
Got to find the fish first. And it was interesting. Yeah, I was fishing the, you know, I fished the flowage a ton. It was a great live bait bite. You know, shallow weeds, all that good stuff. And that seems like recently, that's been challenging. You get a ton of bluegills that are just hanging out by the weeds. They're deep. They're shallow. You can't get away from them. However, this past week when I was fishing the flowage, I didn't even bother doing any shallow stuff. Totally transitioned to sunken bogs, 13 feet, 14, 15, all the way to 18 and 20. And that was getting away from the bluegills a little bit and producing more walleyes. Jigging leech, jigging crawler, so that's been productive too.
And for a panfish unit, you were talking about the bluegills and the weeds, and there's some lakes, like the Chippewa Flowage is one of them, where they, at some point here, if they're not doing it already, you're going to start seeing the crappies and the bluegills moving out over some of that bog structure, the deeper cribs and stuff, and usually that happens in the middle of summer too.
Yes, and I haven't done a lot of crappie stuff since, since that earlier crappie bite that's always productive for folks. However, I've been seeing some schools, and I've been talking to other guys too. They're starting to get them a little deeper. The bog bite has now been going, so anchoring up next to a bog, guys are getting them that way too. 14, 16 feet, a bog next to 14, 16 feet in the evening period, you're going to get some crappies. I had some guys the other day, they did it till midnight, actually. It was kind of funny, and they said, yeah, they were getting crappies all throughout the evening. So
you bet. Well, you know, and back to the summer thing, walleyes is something that a lot of people seem to want to go fishing for, but In reality, the easier fish to catch are things like, you know, whether it's panfish or if you're looking for just a game fish, it'll be northern pike and bass. Usually tend to be a little more cooperative through the summer months than sometimes trying to find the walleyes.
Yes, and, you know, just the other day, you know, we managed to get one nice keeper walleye and a northern, and, well, guess what? You know, keeping 10, 15 bluegills, well, that ended up making a nice bag of fish, so.
Well, interesting talking to you here, Tom. You want to give out some guide information and people get a hold of you?
Yeah, you guys can reach me at 715-558-6755 or at TomLeahyGuideService.com.
Thanks for coming on the show here, Tom.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors. outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.